If you like sports, you're gonna love Live Sports Minute!
Live Sports Minute!
Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs have been living their absolute best life after their Super Bowl win. In Super Bowl number 54, it was the first time they've gone to the Super Bowl in 50 years and the first time they've won the Super Bowl in 50 years. So there's videos of them beer bonging off the Lombardi Trophy. They were like pounding beers that were thrown to them from the crowd at their parade celebration. And then two nights ago, Mahomes walked into a Post Malone concert that was happening in Kansas City, and the place absolutely lost their ever-loving minds. Like, the video is insane. So, I mean, congratulations, obviously, to the Chiefs, to Andy Reid. I really think this solidifies, you know, his Hall of Fame career. I think he'll definitely get into the Hall of Fame now, having won a Super Bowl.
Did you see in the parade, Mahomes was throwing a pass from the big bus they were on? This dude tries to catch it and runs into, like, a meter area, like, where you have to pay for money. Like, right into the junk, right into the chest. He runs into, like, a parking meter. I'm like, oh, God!
Parade was crazy. There was a police chase during it, and then the car like went up in smoke. Then Patrick Mahomes threw a beer to one of the cameramen filming, and then the cameraman just like literally chugged it. I mean, the parade was just crazy. I had two friends that were there, and they just said the city was shut down.
Like, I feel like usually those things can be kind of boring. Like, yay, but not this one.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And it was cold too there.
The state of Kansas can get crazy. Am I right?
Okay, we know it's Kansas City is not in Kansas.
Am I right?
Yes.
Come on, it's a joke. Can't we like
Missouri,
mess it up?
Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri.
Jeez.
And then the NBA, the Rockets beat the Lakers last night 121-111. I was actually watching this game and the Lakers were beating the Rockets while I was watching it. Anthony Davis, he's just incredible. So he's, I think, five or six inches taller than the Rockets' tallest player. So he was just getting layups. No one could stop him. But Russell Westbrook scored 41 points, and Robert Covington hit two clutch three-pointers as part of his 14 points and 8 rebounds in his Rockets' debut, which is very exciting. And then the Raptors had their 12th straight win against the Pacers two nights ago.
Boo, Canada!
I know, but they play again tonight. So the Raptors and the Pacers play again tonight. Brogdon led the scoring for the Pacers with 24 points. Sabonis led in rebounds and assists, our little all-star. And then LeBron and Giannis picked, they had their little all-star draft because they're the team captains. And LeBron obviously picked Anthony Davis first, his teammate, and Giannis got Embiid with his first pick. And then Giannis actually trolled James Harden while they were doing it. Did you guys see this video?
Did not.
It went kind of viral. It was really funny. So Giannis was trying to pick between Kemba Walker and Trae Young. And Charles Barkley jokingly was like, oh, why don't you pick James Harden? And he said, I want someone that's actually going to pass the ball. So the video is absolutely going viral. I don't know if James Harden has responded to it, but super funny and also just very accurate. Speaking of Charles Barkley, he has called the Philadelphia 76ers the softest team mentally in the NBA. He said they have all the talent, but they are the Cleveland Browns of the NBA, which, I mean, that's got to be probably the worst comment you can make in sports.
Yeah, I mean, they were hot for a second, though. We all thought Cleveland was going to do better.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And I guess same with the 76ers. I mean, they really do have so much talent on that team, like Ben Simmons, like just everyone, but they just cannot get it together. They're also a very young team. The NBA trade deadline was yesterday, and this week has been absolutely crazy with trades. I mean, we've seen people just go everywhere. I'd say probably the best one that came out of it was the Miami Heat acquiring Andre Iguodala. He really did not want to be where he was in Memphis, so I mean, this trade could be really good. Saturday, there's a huge game in college basketball. It's the 100th anniversary game for the Duke versus North Carolina rivalry. So this is probably one of the best rivalries in college basketball and honestly probably sports history.
Whoa, sports history?
Yes. Duke and North Carolina, that rivalry, I mean, is just epic. It's historic. They're always two of the best teams in college basketball. So Duke is ranked 7th and they're going up against the unranked UNC this year. I mean, Duke's obviously going to obliterate them, but I did want to just end this by remembering when Louisville beat Duke this year at Duke. I just wanted to remember that moment because it's very special to me. But that's a Liv Sports Minute.
Liv Sports Minute! Thank you. Thank you. You can check it out at joemckenzie.com. Coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. What's the mood of the nation? Are people happy or not? I'll get into that. Coca-Cola, they got a brand new thing they're rolling out. I'm like, about time. And a bartender in Indiana. This tip that they received, absolutely insane. Porkchop's going to be upset about this one. Why? Because he makes all the money. Okay. And I said his name because he had headphones on and he wasn't listening, so he has no clue what we're talking about. Find out what his reaction will be with Joe's Need to Know News. Then after that, it's Song of the Day. Don't go anywhere.